Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is 8:36. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your morning mayhem. It's 101.1 Chai FM, and it is Whiny Wednesday. Very, very clearly, it is a Whiny Wednesday. Daniel Eloff, I hope you're going to be a little bit more pleasant than my listeners are going to be. How are you?
Jeez. Not too bad yourself, Howard. I hope when you say Whiny Wednesday, you mean a nice glass of wine.
Well, as soon as the show is over, that's exactly what I'm going to do. Because if I have to read now listener comments, wow, if I were sensitive, can you only imagine? Either way, speaking about lack of sensitivity, we've got a government as sensitive as a shark attack. Finally, there's at least been some movement, and it's thanks to AfriForum, being interdicted. The government has been interdicted from giving Cuba 50 million rand for its starving people. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so we approached the court last week to interdict the Department of International Relations and Cooperation from making this donation, and we got the order to, at least in the interim, pending our review application of the decision to make the donation, pend the payment. So we're quite happy, obviously, and we believe in the long run this is a good step in the right direction to ensuring accountability, to ensure that South African taxpayer money is used in South Africa for South Africans, especially given the socioeconomic circumstances we're in. Even the Minister of Finance in the court papers acknowledged that we're sitting in a dire economic situation, and hopefully this 50 million rand can be better spent in our own borders.
Has there been any meaningful explanation when we have a country that is in so desperate need of assistance within our own borders, why this would have happened in the first place?
Well, if we give the charitable interpretation for government, they say, well, Cuba has been an ally of South Africa for a number of years. Cuba is struggling due to sanctions that it's experiencing from the United States. And we have these funds available for this sort of international relief. But the problem is that's only part of the story. What the real crux of this matter was is the funds that were earmarked for Cuba weren't initially there for Cuba. They were there and they were part of the African Renaissance Fund. And the African Renaissance Fund is there to make donations and provide diplomatic support to other African countries and other countries. It does say that other countries can also be assisted. And the issue is those funds weren't initially specifically earmarked for Cuba, but despite the fact the Department of International Relations and Cooperation persisted in wanting to make this donation to Cuba because they requested it. So that would probably be the second part of what the South African government says is, well, Cuba asked for this assistance and we were just happy to oblige to help, our good old friends there just south of the U.S.
It's just absolutely incredible. So this interdict has been granted. What happens now?
Yeah, so now we have 20 days to bring our review application, which we'll do. And what it basically means is the payment is sort of suspended until the review application is heard. And what the review basically entails is we go to the court and we say we believe this decision to make the donation is irrational. We provide our grounds. And then the court determines whether or not that decision should have been made in the first place. So it might still happen and occur that the 50 million rand donation is made if the court finds that there is sufficient reason provided by government to make the donation. But we'll likely only be in court with that case towards the end of the year.
The truth is 50 million rand sounds like a lot of money, but in terms of government spending, it really isn't. I would imagine that this is really about more than simply the money. It's really about saying that government needs to be accountable, needs to be responsible, and needs to be answerable.
Yes. I mean, well, it is not a lot of money. I mean, if you think about it, it's sort of a fifth of Mkandla. But the point is,
or
you
three
could have
tanks
bought
of petrol.
Yes, we have 3 tanks of petrol, exactly. But I mean, you could have built 5 schools with it.
Absolutely.
Could have fixed almost 70,000 potholes. They could have repaired the damage that was done to Charlotte Macheke Academic Hospital after it had a fire there last year. I mean, you could have paid for around 1,000 students' tuition through the NISCOS bursary. So it's not an insignificant amount of money that's being just donated to another country.
Yeah, it is true. But do you think that there will be a shift in focus from government, or they're just going to go deeper underground with some of these strange actions in terms of their friends like Cuba?
Yes. Well, this is just my personal opinion, but it does seem to me that public opinion is shifting a bit, right? It seems to me, especially with this case, a lot of Africans were outraged. The point is, South Africans aren't stupid. We watch the news, we hear that we're, getting money from the International Monetary Fund, and then we're using the very same funds and we're donating it to Cuba. And South Africans realize that, they see that. And I think the public pressure will result in the ANC in the end, hopefully seeing the light. But the only way to do that is for court cases like this. It's to raise public awareness, and it's for people to, make their voices heard in whichever way they can, through public participation, through voting at the ballot box, and through outrage like this.
Absolutely right. Daniel Eloff, writer, lecturer, attorney at Hunter Spears. Now that AfriForum has been granted the interdict, will this prevent government from giving Cuba 50 million rand for its starving people?